My next podfic recommendation is
In Our Line of Work by Fee, read by Calf
and Crinkly Solution.
A podfic in the Inception fandom, and the summary is Arthur wakes up and realizes the last 10 years of his life have been a dream. He is 19 and he can barely remember where he is. What he can remember is the ghost of Eames's hands pressed down on his chest, trying frantically to stop the blood flooding up around his fingers as Arthur died as he woke up. Okay, so I suppose the first thing that captured me here was not that the summary. That was secondary to the fact that it was Podcath and Crinkly Solution reading it. And I have great trust in Podcath and Crinkly Solution. I think they're really good readers. And then I read the summary, and even though it was an Inception fic, I decided to give it a go anyway because the premise sounded like it was going to be a good time for me, and it really didn't disappoint. So I think that's pretty much a ringing endorsement. If someone who's not only in the fandom, or I really don't care about the fandom, and also I kind of have an actual dislike for the Eames-Arthur pairing because I just can't see how like 3 seconds of footage in the film leads to that. Like, I just can't. There's just no lead up to it. But Fanon does good things, I guess, and the story was read by two people that I trust, and so I gave it a go. And I was really impressed by a lot of things about this. One is that Crinkly Solution, as always, has a very, very soothing voice. And Podcath has a really charming accented English. And I just, I really love her accent. It's so cool. They used their two voices to differentiate between the real time and the time in the dream. Which was such an easy fix. If you had to do it yourself and didn't invite another reader on board, you just have such a, you would have to fiddle around with how you might get past that. But Podcath and Crinkly Solution just solved this so elegantly just by having another reader there to signify the fact that you were going back into the dream. And collaborative, like, podfic is always so excellent for me, so excellent. I really love listening to it, Podcath and Crinkly Solution, you really can't go wrong. So without further ado, let's listen to a clip wherein Arthur reads a letter that it very soullessly informs him that the last 10 years of his life was nothing but a dream.
Dear subject number 23657, thank you for your help in the Extremely Sensitive Experimentation Program on Extended Shared Dreaming. Extended dreaming is new territory in dream share technology. It has great potential for dealing with war criminal psychoses in a humane fashion and as a way to simulate the possible outcomes of world events. We're certain the technology has further, unexplored depth, which your work will help us to understand. We understand it creates a vivid experience for the dreamer. The important thing to remember as you wake is that none of what you remember is real. Nothing in that place is real. You are awake now. This is real. That was what the letter on the Army issue dresser said. Arthur understood with biting clarity that he was dealing with the most dangerous sort of military force. Whoever had put him into the dream was an idiot with a lot of power who didn't understand their own technology or their own soldiers. The window opened easily. He pulled the screen in through the window and looked down. His room was 3 floors up, just like it had always been. But the wall was made of rough-hewn brick. It would be terribly easy to climb down. He swung his leg over the window ledge. As he was climbing down the wall, his hands began to hurt in a way they hadn't since he was so young. And he remembered again that he was that young.
And then Arthur proceeds to kick a lot of people's asses. If you are like me, you will enjoy listening to a story where someone is super competent, this person being Arthur, and the very idea of having skills, having learned skills, that you remember, but your body doesn't have any memory of doing, but you have the knowledge of it. It's very kind of dollhouse. Or some other, I mean, I'm sure this idea has been around for a while, but I can't think of any other example to compare it to. In any case, the Phantom Hurdle requirement for this podfic is to see Inception, or to understand the basis of Inception, the movie, which is that people can basically go into your dreams and lift information that you have in your head, or plant information, or plant a seed of an idea and make you think that you were the one to come up to it. It's very dangerous, and there's a lot of squeakiness involved. And usually you get out of, you wake up and get out of other people's minds by like either having something happen to your physical body or by killing yourself in the dream. Arthur is the point man in this team of dream sharing extractor people, meaning that he kind of goes in and organizes a bunch of crap. So he's very, very competent. And Eames is the forger, who is a con man, and pretends to be a lot of people, inside and outside of the dream. Podcast and Crinkly Solution do a really good job of conveying the story and the mood and Arthur's competence. Yes. Bringing it to life. And, you know, it was a story that I would never have read. And I was really glad to have been able to experience it through them. So if you haven't checked it out and if you haven't seen Inception, if you really like people who are competent, this is a podfic for you. And if you don't like people who are competent, come for podcast and Crinkly Solution soothing tones. You will like it.